Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think back to like 01, 02, 04, 06, 9, and 10. Mm. That is like that entire decade.
I was still playing.
I know.
And I've been retired for 20 years now.
Crazy. So I've gotten used to it over the last 15 years doing what we're about to do, which is when the playoffs start, who am I rooting for? Like, my own selfish interest. Some of it has to do with my Jet fandom. Some of it has to do with bitterness towards players or teams. And so I compiled a list, and we'll start with this weekend's games and go in that order in terms of who my and your guys' selfish interests are rooting for. And I think what's very important for a lot of Giant fans to pay attention to, especially in the case of Sean, because I think Uteek is more of a relationship guy.
Yep.
I like this player. I like this coach. Sean is all about the Giant fandom right now in terms of how it impacts this coaching search. I've got some of that as a Jet fan in terms of who we should root for and why. So let's start off. I guess I'll go in order of the games. The first one is the Ram-Panther game. I have nothing.
Yeah.
Other than Panthers aren't that good. Like, right. To watch them go on a run doesn't do it for me. And if they lose early and Bryce Young doesn't play well, does it put the Panthers in a spot where they're like, we're not sure Bryce Young's the guy. Maybe we'll move him. They still have to make a big contract decision on him. And I kind of like the Panthers maybe having to make that decision because it gives the Jets a few more options.
Yeah.
And I don't dislike Matthew Stafford or Sean McVay. They haven't done anything to me. I don't have any negative feelings towards them. So from a rooting interest standpoint, when I sit down, I will probably find myself rooting for the Rams over the Panthers.
This is easy for me because I want the better team to advance. Like, I don't want to watch a Super Bowl that becomes a blowout. So or playoff game or the division round of the playoffs. So this is easily Rams for me. They have one of the best quarterbacks. I don't know if he's going to win MVP. I think it actually might be Drake May winning the MVP. But you got one of the best quarterbacks. You have the best wide receiver. You have a well-coached defense. They're just a better team. That's who I want to see going forward.
I just want to prepare you, Evan. I'm going to play this game. You're going to play this game, get in my brain, and it's a dangerous place.
I think we all would love to go into your brain for a few minutes.
All right. I'm rooting for the Carolina Panthers for two reasons.
Go.
I want the Carolina Panthers to start to get a little Daniel Jones love for Bryce Young, where maybe they start to buy in and they don't turn it over quicker because I don't want them being a threat to the Giants anytime soon.
What do you mean? Just as a competitor?
Bryce Young wins a playoff game? You know what? Maybe we start to believe. I think Carolina is really building something here. I don't believe in Bryce Young. So I want them to not be answering the quarterback position the next couple of years if the Giants are a playoff team because they lean on, he won a playoff game. Again, I'm not telling you it's going to make sense.
I see.
The other reason I want the Panthers to win when looking at the Rams is I want them to have doubts about the future of Matt Stafford. And I don't care that right now there's only two quarterbacks that could change.
He's retiring either this year or next year.
Exactly. And the Rams got two first-round picks. What's to say Chambliss doesn't come out? Team's punting at five. They want to trade up and trade those two firsts to the Giants. Mm. That's still my way of getting there.
I like that. Very good.
Interesting.
I'm telling you, his brain is actually fascinating in a discussion like this.
It is. I see Dabes wanting to coach Chambliss.
Okay.
I could see that. The Saturday night game is the Green Bay-Chicago game, so I was checking out the forecast before. There is snow in Chicago, but I mentioned the snow's going to end by 3, 4 o'clock, so we're not really going to get too much of a weather game. I'm very mixed because...
This is easy.
I don't... Like, Ben Johnson rubs me the wrong way, and I'm not sure...
Just because he turned down the Jets.
Just. Like, I love how you just throw that out there.
If someone isn't it reasonable?
That's irrelevant. I'm a Jet fan. I'm allowed to hold bitterness.
No,
do you hold bitterness?
Turning down? No, I don't. I let things go. We talked about this with Joe Beningo. the Joe Beningo stuff.
That's true.
Sean Cinco last week or earlier this week.
Well, you didn't let that go.
Exactly. But here, look, Ben Johnson was probably not alone. It was just the one that was most popular.
Okay, I can still dislike him.
Like even though he's a great coach.
I'm not saying he hasn't done a great job. He's done a fantastic job. I think the Bears have been very lucky this year. But here's the reason why, ultimately, I'm going to put my emotions aside and I'm going to root for the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Because I want there to be craziness. And if the Packers lose, even in a year in which Micah Parsons got hurt and they're the 7 seed, I don't know, like LaFleur being fired opens up a lot of craziness and opportunities. Now, I also have to look ahead and hope it doesn't burn me. Because LaFleur could end up as the coach of the Dolphins, and that would be an unmitigated disaster.
Right.
But I kind of like the idea of this coaching search becoming a full-fledged circus. There's a reason why Tiki, I, and Sean have not done head coach bingo yet, where we make the predictions on who's going to end up where, because we believe there's going to be more openings.
Yeah, correct.
And the Green Bay Packers may be one of them. So I'm going to put my dislike for Ben Johnson aside and root for what I think is chaos by the Bears beating the Packers.
Mm. I want the complete opposite. I want the Packers to beat the Bears so that Matt LaFleur does not get fired.
That's one of two reasons I'm running for the Packers. The other reason...
Even though if he did get fired, he might go to the top of my list.
I think he should, but he'd be right up there with John Harbaugh.
You know what? I don't care about this game then. Honestly, I don't care.
I think he goes right to the top of the Ravens list, so that's also part of why I would look at that. Get the Coach Lamar. The other big reason we should all be rooting for is the Bears are such a ripe candidate to be playing a big-time playoff game versus the Giants either next year or the year after. They're on the come. I want them getting the least amount of playoff experience as rough as possible.
All right.
Boy, your brain is something, man.
I'm impressed. The Bill-Jaguar game is going to surprise you. Now, if you listened the other day, you see that I have picked the Bills to go to the Super Bowl on every occasion prior to the season, even after last year's Super Bowl. It is not about my selfish interests. It's about I want the Bill fan to feel maximum pain. Losing in the first round is not. Because you know what losing in the first round is?
Well,
let's fire McDermott. We're going to make these kinds of changes, and maybe it benefits them.
Yeah, it feels like a step back. And so they know they got to do something different.
Right, which could end up helping them. I want the Bill fan to feel max pain. And I think going on a run and losing at a later date, whether it's a championship game or even the Super Bowl, like that would be max pain. Most of these people remember the 4 straight. I grew up with that. I guess if you're in your 30s and 20s, you don't. So it'd be special to get there. But there's still a franchise that hasn't won a Super Bowl. So I'm rooting for Buffalo for now. That's how the Bills are. I put them as this division rival that for now I hope has success.
I am going to go Jacksonville for this one. Just because I want to see Trevor Lawrence fulfill his destiny from his freshman year at Clemson. When everybody thought he was going to be the next greatest quarterback in NFL history.
Yeah, I don't want that. That's another reason.
It's just a fun story. And I like the Liam Cohen thing.
Yeah.
And Anthony Campanile. So he's been awesome.
Yeah, I think, you brought up a great point. Another reason why I'm rooting for Buffalo. I don't need Trevor Lawrence going on and having the great career.
That's right. You could have.
Could have had him. By the way, one thing very interesting about this game is the Jaguars are number one in the league in run defense. Mm-hmm. This is like immovable force versus the, hold on, I'll get it right. The Arab...
The irresistible force versus the immovable object.
Look at you getting the wrestling term right. That's from WrestleMania 3, Gorilla Monsoon, talking about Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant.
Okay, this one's easy. I'm rooting for the Jaguars because the off chance we wake up Monday and Tuesday and find out that Harbaugh doesn't work with Joe Shane, a Jaguar successful run is proof you can fire your general manager late if that's what a head coach wants with the Trent Hulkey situation this year.
Now, the Eagle-Niner game, I know that. I'll let you guys start with this. You are all rooting for the Eagles.
Yes.
Because the Eagles are a major threat with John Harbaugh, considering John's history in Philadelphia.
It's not even
and the fact the Eagles are the Eagles.
They might fire Nick Sirianni at any time.
To hire John Harbaugh.
I completely agree. That's it. Easy. Fly, Eagles fly.
Yeah, this one. I apologize, fellas. I want that to happen.
Because you want chaos.
I want chaos. I don't like the Eagles, so that part's very easy. Speaking of the Eagles and speaking of Saquon, I could not believe what I saw. I'm on Interstate 95. We call it I-95. Mm-hmm. Actually, in New Rochelle. That's exactly where I was.
You're in New York.
I'm in New York State. I'm driving home. I'm on I-95 in New Rochelle going north. And there's a billboard. And I look up at the billboard, and I see a picture of Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
And he's not in uniform. He's just kind of standing there, and he's smiling. And there's a phrase underneath Saquon Barkley. Doesn't take a giant to be a champion.
What?
Bro.
What's it advertising?
I, you know what? I'm not even going to mention. I think it was a law firm, to be honest with you.
Right, that's what I'm asking. Just the industry.
Yeah, I think
what does that even mean?
That you don't have to be a giant to win a championship. You can go to the Eagles and win one.
But that's just a complete knock on the Giants.
No kidding.
It has nothing to do with the law firm.
I think the law firm is you'll be the champion of winning lawsuits, even if you're not a giant. But
what?
I don't know. You gotta have an issue with Saquon doing that.
Oh, so it's probably a small law firm.
Getting attention.
That's trying to get attention.
Well, small law firm, didn't they have to pay Saquon Barkley for it?
I mean, you would think so.
That is, I got to tell you.
Yeah, but guess what? We might be small, but you're paying Saquon's bill.
That's true. Like, that would bother me if Pete Alonso did some kind of ad. And the bitterness of Alonso is far different than Saquon. I'm not mad at Pete. I'm mad at the Mets. But that would piss me off. Mm. I couldn't believe when I saw that. Saquon smiling with the graphic. You don't need to be a giant to be a champion?
Not going to let it bother me. I'm over it.
It's a low blow. Like, why he won a championship, so why are you taking low blows?
I blame the law firm, as a matter of fact. And if they're a sponsor here, I honestly
believe that it's going to hurt the law firm.
Yeah, because if you're a Giant fan, you're using that law firm?
Do you want me to name the law firm?
No, you don't.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No, don't, because there's a lot of law firms that advertise here.
Yeah, we don't want to get sued.
Right. I don't even know if it's a law firm. I completely forgot. That's the funny thing about advertising. Sometimes you put out an advertisement that gets so much attention.
Well, it's also ambiguous.
Yeah. And you'd have to read it closely. And I'm driving. I mean, all I saw was in the big letters, you know, doesn't need to be a giant to be a champion. Anyhow, the Patriots and the Chargers is like the easiest thing in the world. The Patriots are the number one team.
It even says all celebrities portrayed are paid professionals.
Do you see the company?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so I was kind of right, basically, about what it is. The Patriot one is the easiest thing in the world. They are the number one team in the NFL postseason. I don't want to see win. Patriots, Eagles, Super Bowl, easy. I'm an Eagle fan. Like, that's the easiest thing in the world. The Patriots are clearly the number one team, blood rival. The fact that they have turned it around this quickly is disgusting. I got no issue with Jim Harbaugh. I don't have an issue with Justin Herbert. They're due to actually win the big one.
Mm-hmm.
I do think eventually Jim will be able to do that with this franchise because usually the Chargers charge. So, of all the games this weekend, I'm probably most passionate about this one.
Yeah, this is there's stability both sides here, coaching, quarterback, like just really nothing to have a dog in the fight for us. So I'll say New England.
Oh
yeah, I want the Chargers to win this game because if they lose and they have an early exit, I believe they're going to be even more aggressive in free agency, particularly along that offensive line, which will hurt the New York Giants in terms of their free agency quest and guys like Jermaine Illuminor.
Unbelievable. And Texans Steelers is another easy one. I'm going to be rooting against Aaron Rodgers till he's gone. I don't put them above the Patriots, in fairness. Like, if I'm doing my ranking order, because there are some teams here that I obviously despise.
Yeah.
It's up there, but it's not as high as the Patriots. Texans, I got no issue with. No issue with C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, anything like that. So that's an easy one on Monday night.
Yeah, I don't have a dog in this fight because Mike Tomlin loses, he could get fired. But if Mike Tomlin wins, he's Rondé's boy, so it's all good.
Don't you want Mike Tomlin fired just to throw another possibility?
No, because I also feel like my opinion on him is well stated. He's going to chill.
Right. But he would still be available in a year or two, maybe
but
for
I
my
think
team.
He's chilling.
Okay.
I'm rooting for the Steelers because if Mike Tomlin decides to step away, what the hell's to stop John Harbaugh from going, okay, Ravens, you had a problem with me, I'm going to go coach our rival.
Could you imagine that? Well,
yeah. I mean, right. So go Steelers.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Right. Let's get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019. Ralph in Long Beach. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, how's it going? On the boardwalk again, I'll tell you. No whales today, but who's older, Rondé or you? I got to know.
Rondé is 7 minutes older.
7 minutes. So in Long Beach, we had Mr. Rodney Hampton guest bartender at the Can, the new place. And I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Rodney was doing a great job.
Oh, Rodney's the man.
He's the man. He was hugging me. He took my shirt. I think I put him in my will. I'm going to put him in my will.
I love that.
I got some horses in New Mexico. Listen, you know. I coach over 50 years down here. I got to say, Evan, I took my kid for his birthday to the Nets game the other night. I'm telling you, I'm in.
They came back. Is that the game we lost on the buzzer-beating banker by Paolo Banchero?
No, I said to myself, is this a Lynn moment? This is Lynn Saturday.
Yeah, no, that was the Igor Joman thing, which was unbelievable because he's a rookie who's had a nice rookie season. He's gotten better as the season has gone on. And the thing about Joman, which I know most people are like this, I don't know who that is, he's had that little clutch thing in him. Mm-hmm. You can tell the moment isn't too big
for
him.
How old is he?
He's young. He's like 20 years old, 19
so
years
he's
old.
He's a baby.
Yeah.
Look, it's funny because just from that last call, and for whatever reason, Barclays is always packed. It's always
full. They sell out every game.
They sell out every single game.
Damn right.
All it takes is a couple of kids like that, Yeoman, to make it interesting.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you're in, even though they're not a competitor.
They are exciting. They are better off losing to make sure they get another young potential superstar. And
I mean, they got five of them this year.
I understand. I get it. Speaking of losing draft picks and players, very important point. The other day, and I don't think it's official yet, but it's getting there, the Washington Wizards will acquire Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. Mm-hmm. And as I brought up a few days ago to you, it's odd because the Knicks own the Wizards' top eight protected first-round pick.
Right.
And so if the Wizards win enough and that pick isn't in the top eight, the Knicks get a bonus first-round pick. Mm-hmm. If it is in the top eight, it's protected and it turns into two twos. So the Wizards getting Trae Young and winning clearly benefits the Knicks, as we talked about a couple of days ago. So I brought it up to you, and you were—I was like, "Isn't it kind of weird?" You're like, "Well, they've been losing for a while. They're going to try." I was reading from a Wizards reporter in The Athletic that the Wizards will quote take their time with Trae Young and his injuries, and that there's no hurry to play him.
He's not playing.
Knick fans, so I'm going to give you a heads up. They are doing it on purpose to screw with you.
So does that mean that they're trading him or that they're just going to wait and see how much better they can make their team?
So he's got a player option next year, which he's going to pick up. And I think they gave up nothing, by the way. They gave up nothing right. for him. So I think they're going to look at next year with their young assets and young players and say, let's see if Trae Young fits. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't fit, no harm, no foul. He's a free agent. He's gone. Right. And if he does fit, they can bring him back. Right. But for Knicks fans, and I get it, who looked at this trade and said, hey, this is great, man. If they can win a few more games and get out of the top eight, we get their pick, which is huge, by the way, because they wouldn't be like 25. It would be like 11.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a great pick for the Knicks. It feels like the Wizards are well aware, mm-hmm. and they're going to play the game with you. And it sucks, but rules are the rules.
Good for them. Keep sucking.
Matt's in Newtown Square. What's up, Matt?
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday.
Likewise. Man.
Thanks, man. What's up?
Hey, wanted to ask a question about Mike Kafka. I'm working off two assumptions here. First assumption, he's not going to be the next head coach of the Giants. Second one being, I don't think he's going to be the head coach of any other team this year. So that said, with whoever comes in as the next head coach, do we think that Kafka's done a good enough job as an OC that he might get retained? And is there any benefit to do that in terms of Jackson Dart's development?
I mean, absolutely. There's continuity. And that's not just in a Jackson Dart regard. Think about this giant run game. I don't know. I know they finished in the top 10. They might have been top 5. Because they rushed for 100 and whatever it was, 60-something yards in that last game of the season. So the Giants' offense, which averaged over 20-something points, 25, 6 points or whatever.
They finished exactly at number 5 in rushing.
Yeah, there's number 5 rush team in the NFL last year.
Yep.
Jackson Dart had a very good rookie season where you feel like he was developed into that guy. Now, some of it was Dave's, obviously, but Mike Kafka was the play caller. And is there a chance he comes back? 100% there's a chance he comes back. All of that, however, is going to depend on who they hire as a head coach.
That's the key. Does he want him back?
Right. So, I mean, if it's a young – if Stefanski falls apart – well, actually, maybe even Stefanski. Because if you think about the last few coordinators for Kevin Stefanski, it was Alex Van Pelt for a long time. But he wasn't doing – he was the OC but not the play caller. So Alex Van Pelt was OC in name, not in play calling duties. Then he hired Ken Dorsey from after he left Buffalo. And Ken's just he's a different cat, and so it just probably didn't vibe.
And then Tommy Reese.
And then he hired Tommy Reese, who was a college coordinator. He was at Notre Dame for a lot of years. It just he struggled to find that guy to take over the play calling, Kevin Stefanski. So if Kevin Stefanski gets his job, Mike Kafka might be in line to stay here.
Yeah, if he wants to.
If he wants to.
Yeah, but I think it would be smart for Kevin Stefanski to hire him.
Isn't he under contract?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Is Mike Kafka still under contract? I don't remember now.
Sean, you have to know because it's two giant podcasts.
I know that most of the assistants are.
Bobby Skinner would know this.
Yes. But I can't remember. Either way, my point is, if Kevin Stefanski is the head coach, Mike Kafka is not a bad option to hire as his offensive coordinator.
It's a really smart option because you keep the continuity like you talked about. It would be very smart. Come on, Sean, you got to know this. Yo, it's two giant podcasts.
The problem is, dude, they don't list, unless these assistants tell you, they don't list this online, what their contract status is for the assistants.
All right, I'm asking ChatGPT. And if it knows.
I mean, it'll tell you. It'll tell you what contract he signed.
All right, here we go. Mike Kafka's contract status as of early 2026 is as the New York Giants assistant. Oh, that doesn't say anything.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, good job. You know what? Yeah. You deserve that.
I do deserve that.
You guys don't know how to query.
I don't know how to query.
No, but the problem is, then you go there, ChatGPT AI, you don't know what the hell is true anymore.
No, you're right. What I do with ChatGPT AI is after they give me info, I fact check it. So the other day, while you were gone, I did a whole thing about longest losing streak from a team that won an NBA title. It gave me the information, and then I went to all of those teams, and I fact-checked some other teams just to make sure they were right. By the way, they were right. So sometimes...
No, sometimes they can be.
But fact-checking it is very important.
Here's the issue with this question. We don't even know most of the salaries for the actual head coaches.
Yeah, you're right. This isn't necessarily public knowledge. You're right. Tim is in South Amboy. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. I would just like to say thank you to Tiki. It was a couple years ago, one of my old coworkers used to, I guess, live by you, and he actually got a hat signed from you for me.
Oh, cool.
So I would like to just say thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Also, I mean, you kind of answered majority of my questions as far as the Giants head coach, but if you had to choose between Stefanski, Harbaugh, McCarthy, and if Tomlin loses this week, one of those four, who do you think would be the best fit for the Giants?
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, Tomlin's easy one.
And Tomlin's the guy, but it feels so much more complicated for the reasons Tiki laid out, that he may take a year off, the Steelers may not necessarily fire him, they may have to trade him, and if now you're getting involved with trading and draft picks,
And by the way, if you're the Steelers and you're ready to move on, you can have that conversation with Mike Tomlin and say, we want to get something for you if someone else really wants you.
Sure.
And so take a year off, go work in media, a la Sean Payton, and if someone really wants you, we'll get compensated for it, you're going to get paid, you'll be fine. But then if you don't, you can take a year off and recollect yourself.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,